Chris, the blue chips are hanging on to gains, but just barely. The Dow up 21 points, the NASDAQ down 12, and the S&P down 2 after a manufacturing report brought some gloom to Wall Street. Lindsay Group Chief Market Strategist Peter Bookvar says the Richmond Fed's manufacturing survey is never a market mover itself, but its weakness following better reports from the New York and Philly Fed reports points to a still mixed bag in manufacturing. First-time home buyers are increasingly getting priced out of the housing market. The National Association of Realtors says less than a third of home sales over the past year have been to couples in their late 20s or early 30s. That's not necessarily a bad thing for those buyers, says Clark Kendall, president of Kendall Capital.
The housing market should be viewed as a product to be used for people that are going to stay in an area for a relatively long period of time. And I think the best thing for the 20 and 30-year-olds to maybe just be renting when they're going to stay in an area or a place 2 to 3 years.
But analysts tell the Wall Street Journal the lower numbers of first-time home buyers could hurt the housing recovery and the broader economic recovery because those buyers often buy older homes, spend money to fix them up, and revitalize communities. The Dow up 17, the NASDAQ down 13. Business news at 25 and 55 past each hour. Live from the MarketWatch.com newsroom, Adrian Mitchell, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.